Hey, hey, habit thrivers. If you're ready to rock your next chapter, this is your place. It's time to live your most fit, fearless, and fabulous life. I believe that our daily habits and routines set the foundation for achieving our dream lives and help us find more passion and clarity with less doubt and uncertainty. So let's get cozy. Grab your planner and your favorite beverage and come along with me on this journey of reclaiming your passions and finding new ones along the way. Welcome to the Habit Thrive podcast, a podcast for women in their me now years. Each week we explore habits, routines, and rituals to reclaim our power and our awesomeness to live our best chapters yet. Wow, what a few weeks it has been. From a time change to the spring equinox to full moons and now the solar eclipse coming up. The energy is just a swirling. The focus of the Habit Thrive podcast episodes during the month of March have been to harness some of this energy for summer planning. But even I have to say that there was and still is a lot of energy to contain. The swirling energy can give us, yes, energy, make us feel better, but it also can make us feel a little uneasy and a little unbalanced, like a little too much wind for a vata. This is why I wanted to end the month of March on this Easter weekend with some recentering and rebalancing. My interviews this month with Jane Hogan, the wellness engineer, and Lindsay Hindle, an EFT, emotional freedom technique, or tapping practitioner, highlighted some wonderful techniques to harness our energy for planning and to balance this excess energy. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, have a listen over the last few episodes. So for today's episode, I'm going to continue on this theme. And it all begins with mindfulness. Where we are, what time of the day it is, who we're with, how we're feeling, present in the moment, beginning with mindfulness. Now, for a moment, as we move into this episode today, just tuning into your breath, feeling the air moving in and moving out. The prana, the chi, the life force, right here in this moment, asking yourself, how am I? How am I feeling? And it truly will depend, as I've started to notice, because there are trends and patterns and energy flows during the day. For me, it does depend on where I am, the time of day, whether it's morning, evening, afternoon. Afternoon is a really kind of, I'm going to say, challenging time for me. So for you, whether it's first thing in the morning, before you go to bed at night, or again, any time in between, just practicing that habit of pausing, tuning into your breath, and asking yourself, okay, whatever the word or phrase that works for you comes up, you know, how am I doing? How am I feeling? And then listen. Sometimes the answer will pop up right away, but sometimes it will percolate for a little bit. And the answer might very well be, I'm fine. In fact, I'm great. And at that point, I just say, okay, carry on. Let's just keep moving forward. But sometimes the answer is feeling a little anxious or stressed or tired or uneasy or indecisive or foggy or nervous or not motivated, frustrated, irritable, even angry. And the list goes on. It's actually a valuable exercise to run through the feelings and emotions that come up for you now and again, or sometimes on a regular basis, so that you know what you're dealing with. It gives you more information and power. Now, the list I just shared are challenging feelings and emotions, and the reason I did that was because very often, again, when we are feeling fine, although I should say this right now, we should acknowledge that in the moment as well. Okay, so it's interesting that I just caught myself, right? Because I'll say, okay, I'm good, I'm fine, excellent, carry on. But when you pause for that moment and say, yeah, like I'm actually feeling really relaxed or content, I'm really happy right now. Again, that signal to our brain that says, do you know what, brain? Don't just focus on the negative. Because that is actually where the drama is, and that is where our attention is drawn to. And in fact, as I'm recording this for you, again, how easy was it for me to just rhyme off the challenging feelings and emotions? So note to self. So our feelings and our emotions are often caused by thoughts that we can find, that we can figure out and trace that feeling and that emotion back to. We feel what's going on in our mind very often, again, in our bodies first. The signals move from our body to our brain. So from our stomachs, from our jaws, from our neck and our shoulders, and from our hearts. So identifying how we are feeling is the place to start. Name it, and then ask yourself, okay, so this is step two, what do I need right now? So number one is that pause, and practicing this pause, I often like to have a little pause in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but I have a habit tracker, and that is exactly where you put it, is in the habit tracker, that mindfulness pause. Pause, tune into your breath, ask the question, and listen for the answer. And sometimes, again, placing your hand on your heart, right, on your belly for belly breathing, and just waiting. Now, again, the time of the day and the situation, even who you are with, will offer up different suggestions. So over the years, I found that not all techniques work the same in every location or situation or time of the day. So I have different techniques for morning, evening, mid-afternoon, on the fly, right? Traveling, social situations, all of those different environments. But I always start with mindfulness. How am I feeling right here, right now? And truthfully, I don't always, because this is actually a different practice, if I notice that I'm feeling uneasy, unsettled, I don't always look for the thought that's causing that. Especially if it is a situation where I want to get up out of bed and I want to move on, or I'm in a social situation and I just want to, yeah, switch that feeling right away. Okay, so diving in, journaling, reframing, that's going to depend on that. That's going to depend on the time of the day it is. Okay? And it depends on if I need something in the moment and need to keep moving forward, or whether I can sit and figure this out, journal it, and brain dump it a little bit as well. So again, depends on your time, depends on how you're feeling, depends on the situation. So for example, sometimes we wake up in the morning and we're feeling grumpy. We may not be sure, and often actually we're not sure why we just feel a little bit off. Sometimes it's because we didn't have a great sleep, or as soon as our eyes open, we're thinking of our list for the day, and perhaps it's a busy day, or we have some stressful meetings or things or interactions that are coming up, so we start going over that right away. So I call this one first thing in the morning. That is very often need to get up and get moving. Okay, so you note that. Feeling grumpy here. All right, so what's up next? So in that moment, I'm going to suggest the techniques that are in my toolbox. And you've heard me say this, I probably can't imagine how many times for the practice of gratitude. For me, it is a first thing in the morning. Okay, I don't often stop in the day, but I probably should, right, in the moments of mindfulness. And again, note to self, for gratitude kind of midday and evening, definitely, but not as often as morning. So in the morning, that gratitude before I even get out of bed helps to refocus me. So even again, if I'm feeling a little grumpy, I might be a little bit sore, and it's just like, oh, what am I grateful for right here, right now? What am I looking forward to in the day? What am I grateful in terms of what's coming up? And have that switch. So that's number one. The second is actually just a 5 or 10 minute meditation. Now, it could be something that you have set up from the night before. So we're going to move into the evening in a moment. But if you have, and you're okay with having your phone in the room, because you've used perhaps your phone helping you to fall asleep with a meditation or listening to a book, then having it on the ready just to press play for a morning meditation. And I love the ones on Insight Timer. Actually, you can search and you're like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or morning, and it just boosts you up, reframes, refocuses. And even if you need to get up, then you hit that play and you get up and you start going through your routine, your morning routine, but you are also listening to the meditation. And both work. Now again, that morning time when your eyes open and you're just everything switching in your brain waves, your body, your hormones, your chemicals, all of that. Again, a fantastic time to be feeding it positive energy, positive thoughts. So whether you are in bed or whether you're getting up, whatever's coming in at that moment, when you focus on the fact that it's reframing, it will work that much more. So just ensure, again, in terms of your phone, that you have the brightness might, you can actually set the timing on your phone for the brightness to be a little bit more as you wake up in the morning. And at night, if you're listening to a meditation, you have the night settings on. Now, you may have your phone in another room. Sometimes I do that, and I started to do that a while back, where my phone was Bluetoothed to my really soft headband earphones, which I love for listening to meditations at night. But then it's not as easily accessible in the morning. So that's still a work in progress. But for those of you who don't like to have a device in the bedroom, that works beautifully with a soft headband that is super comfortable, and it will go off after your meditation or after you're listening a certain amount to a book. So playing with both of those, but that's the second one. So gratitude. Second is to listen to a meditation, and it could be 5 to 10 minutes. Tapping works in the morning as well. It works anytime, but just even not going through the full. Now you can go through all the points, but the pinky side tapping, even though I didn't sleep well last night, I got this. I do tired. It's going to be just fine. I'm going to switch this up. I've got these things going on today, but I've done this before. Tapping, breathing on the pinky side. Beautiful in bed. Now you might also, this is number four, have a favorite mantra. So looking forward to all that today has to offer. Looking forward to all that today has to offer. Okay, so you can, again, use that mantra. You might have something that you say to yourself that just gets you going. And I'm going to give a shout out to my friend and colleague, Suzanne Mongrain-Smith, with her Kuvalaya album that has her mantras on there. And she does a 40-day mantra challenge that is so cool, because what it does is it has you saying the mantra over and over for 40 days, which means that it's readily available. So sometimes literally, yeah, I'll open my eyes in the morning, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, and off I go, especially if I've just done a 40-day mantra challenge. So those are my mornings. That is, and I'm throwing that out for you, and yes, I keep track of it. Yes, I have my morning toolbox. And you, as you start to play with that, you start to notice what works the best. Now, at night, it's a little bit more, and this is what I've noticed, it's a little bit more about different breathing techniques. So I love alternate nostril breathing before I go to sleep, as I'm falling asleep, and if I wake up in the night. 4-7-8 breath, okay? Inhale for 4, suspend for 7, exhale for 8. 4 rounds. Okay, notice how you feel, and then another 4 rounds. So playing with the breathing techniques and simply extended exhalation. Just inhaling, exhaling, and slowly lengthening your exhalation. And you can work towards having your exhalation be twice as long as your inhalation. That keeps your mind busy. It has you focused on your breath, and you are breathing longer exhalations, which is your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest. So the breathing techniques work as I'm falling asleep and if I wake up in the night. Now the relaxation meditations, like listening to waves. Now if I listen to birds, all of a sudden I'm on a relaxation meditation and there are birds, that does not work. That just throws me right off. And it's interesting, actually. I am much more, and you'll know whether you are more about waves or birds, especially at certain times of the day. So with your meditations, you're also deciding whether or not you're listening to music, again, or whether you're listening to waves, or whether you're listening to somebody talking. Because I do like to listen to, I have a couple of books that I listen to on Audible, where I can set the timer for 30 minutes. Again, my phone can be out of the room. I can set that timer, but it's the way this person is reading the book. And it's a really, again, it puts positivity in my brain as I'm falling asleep. So it is, again, that feeling, that's my pitta side, that is like I'm falling asleep, but I'm also still doing stuff. So noticing, but this also, again, this has taken me a while to get to the point, and it changes. Okay, do I feel like a relaxation meditation? Do I feel like listening to somebody talking about falling asleep? Sometimes that works better than actually a silent meditation. Okay, books. So you're noticing. I love, love, love my Audible. So having everything on the ready for that, because this is also what I've learned, is that if I need to figure this out, I'm having trouble falling asleep. I do have a hubby that sometimes snores. So that's why I have the earphones as well. So it does that double whammy again of working for two reasons. But really having that on the ready, because if I have to get up and fumble with my phone and find my meditation, it again takes twice as long to get to sleep. So having everything on the ready, it's part of my evening routine, it's written down, and it's in my evening toolbox. Now, sometimes this is before I go to sleep. Sometimes brain dumping, journaling, okay, and as I mentioned before, gratitude journal for sure kind of switches and refocuses, kind of calms those thoughts before we go to sleep as well. So I like to use a technique that is simply putting a thought to sleep, putting a thought to bed, putting a situation to bed, a discussion. I put that to bed. Okay, and I don't have to write it down. I could journal it. I could dump it out on a situation on pieces of paper, crumple them up and throw them out. I do love that as well. But simply, again, I can say, I'm putting you to sleep. And it could be a decision. And I know sometimes for some of us, we like to say, I'm going to sleep on it and make this decision as I'm sleeping. But literally, if you say, I'm going to put that decision that I have to make to sleep, your brain might chomp on it and it might not. But for me, just saying, off to bed, off to sleep, in a separate room, in the spare room, in the basement room, wherever, because I'm going to have a good sleep here. So that has been a really interesting technique that I've been working with actually over the last little bit. So put your thought, your situation, your decision, your stressor, put it to sleep, okay, before you go to sleep. So that was morning, that was evening. Middle of the afternoon, I'm going to be speaking to this more throughout this podcast, because this is a really interesting time. Now, 2 to 6 is Vata time. It is when our Vata is up, okay, the air and the ether during this time, we are potentially unsettled. it's difficult to make a decision. We don't know if we're hungry, we're tired, we don't want to start anything, we have a hard time finishing things. That is the afternoon. Because from an Ayurvedic perspective, Vata is my highest, that is it's a challenging time of the day. So I have actually, this is over the winter months, come to having a bath and planning around that in terms of meetings and clients and classes, so that in that time period between 2 and 4, that is actually self-care time. And especially because I get up early in the morning, that time in the afternoon helps me have a better sleep at night. So whether it's putting my legs up the wall, whether it's having a bath, and again, this is still kind of the cool time as we are in March. So when you get that bone chill and there's snow and wind one day and sun the next day, this is perfect. So you might have a heating pad. I like to sit with my heating pad or my magic bag around my neck with a cup of tea at that time. Okay. Sometimes though it is and can be the time that you are, if it's not freezing cold out, and this is as we move into the spring and summer, that taking a walk around 3 o'clock in the afternoon is a wonderful reset time down by the water, on the boardwalk, in your garden, getting outside. So you're noticing what is your reset. Could be the time that you're calling a friend. You're pouring a cup of tea and you are connecting with somebody mid-afternoon, because it is that time that is that might be a challenging time for you. So you actually end up with a toolbox for the afternoon. And again, that Vata time is 2 till 6. I look at that 2 to 4 period, because at 4 o'clock, I am transitioning into my evening routine actually. So noticing that, and again, we're going to have fun with that one, playing a little bit more. So those are three time periods that my toolbox, again, is pretty set. Now on the fly, traveling, right, social situations, any time really, you are looking at things like aroma, and this is something you could be doing before bed as well, like aromatherapy, like lavender for relaxing, and orange and citrus for energizing. So you're just noticing, how do aromas come into your life and support you and calm you down or energize you? So you're looking at essential oils and even soaps and lotions and all of that. So you've got the and those can go on the fly. So literally I'm flying right now and I have my essential oils. I have I bring my tapping with me as well. And the loving kindness meditation. I love this meditation. It goes with me everywhere. And it's actually another way to fall asleep at night. May I feel protected and safe. May I feel content and at peace. May my physical body support me with strength. May my day and my life unfold smoothly with ease. Now, I will say that to myself. I'll send it out to a loved one. I'll send it out to the universe. Sometimes I change the words a little bit. Sometimes I say, may my day and my night unfold smoothly with ease. May my day and this drive, right, unfold smoothly with ease as I'm going through a snowstorm. So that is one of my favorites for traveling. And I memorized it, of course, years ago. And I feel like I'm okay to play with it. It has served me well, and I've shared it over the years. And I, again, am so happy to remind you, for those of you that like this loving kindness meditation, that it is forever in my toolbox and hopefully in yours. So again, a dance party might switch you up, movement, any kind of movement, any type of being in nature. So noticing, putting them in, I'm going to say put them in boxes, put them in your anytime, put them in your traveling, put them in the morning, evening, afternoon, and you will remember them more, guaranteed, because I think that is what is Also, again, a superpower right now in this day and age where we have all of these techniques coming at us from TikTok and Instagram and all over social media. All of these beautiful techniques that we're like, oh, I forget to do that. I forgot about that. I'm not sure how to do this. So that we practice them in the times that perhaps even we're feeling not too bad, but we really want to hone this technique. So circling back to habits and routines and writing them down and putting them in your habit tracker, connecting them to your planning and planning for your future self. Because when we practice mindfulness, practice being with ourselves, knowing our thoughts and our feelings, we're better prepared for anything. We have more energy for planning. We feel more hopeful and helpful, actually, and optimistic about the future. So being truly with ourselves in the present serves our future selves as well. So right here, right now, all is good. Take a nice soft inhale in, a nice long exhalation out, and have a fabulous week. If you love this episode, I guarantee you're going to love exploring all the amazing opportunities that await us in reclaiming our awesomeness together. So come on over to my Facebook group, Women's Wellness Community for Women Wanting to Rock Their Me Now Years, or let's connect over on Instagram at HabitGuru365 and make the Habit Guru podcast your healthy new habit.